This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Welcome to the podcast, Sadhguru, of Mystics and Mistakes.
Namaskaram, Sadhguru. Sadhguru, general elections are coming up this year. So, what is the one thing that you want the newly elected government to do?
There are many things that the country needs in terms of economic boost needs to happen, which definitely will happen, I believe, in the next 5 years to 10 years' time. Educational transformation needs to happen, but you're giving me only one thing. Only one thing. I have many things, but if it's only one thing, one most important thing for this civilization to burst forth and become something significant in the next 25 years is, the Hindu temple should come to the hands of Hindus. Why this is important? Because you must understand, Hindu temple is not a place of prayer. It is not even a place of worship. These were energetically consecrated spaces for different purposes, so that human beings will flourish, which they did in the past. When most of the world did not know what is what, we had the highest level of mathematics, music, astronomy, spiritual process. If you look at the thought process of people who were here 5,000, 10,000 years ago, but nowhere in the world anything like that happened. All this happened because we invested in the inner well-being of the human being. Temples are a physical, monumental representations of that. It is not a place of worship. It is not a place of prayer where somebody leads you to say, you give me this money, then I will send a message to God and He will respond to you and He'll talk to you and all that stuff. Here, you went there only to have darshan, not to pray, you must understand this. You did not go to the temple to pray, you went there only to have darshan. Because you can't keep quiet, you'll start thinking of all kinds of rubbish, you there thought you something to say in a language that you usually don't understand. Because just to keep yourself focused, it's about darshan. Imbibing the form into yourself. This is not to call God, to become God. This is not asking for somebody to come down and do something for you. It is for you to rise to that possibility. So, now we call ourselves a secular country, which we are not. Because most of the Hindu temples are in the hands of the government, run by government clerks, systematically being ruined. There is no such thing as a temple without devotees. Only in the hands of a devotee, something becomes sacred. Hello?
Yes.
Can an employee who's looking what is his next increment, can handle something which will bring that possibility to people? And temple was a fulcrum of art, music, culture, everything. All that is completely being decimated. So this is not a question of my culture versus your culture. This is a conscious culture which was created in a way that human consciousness will be the most important part of your life. Other things are secondary. This is why When people lived in shacks, they built temples that you can't imagine. Great feats of engineering, architecture, an immense effort. How 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, they could have built these temples when there were no machines, there were no transporting processes like machinery to transport or to lift stone. Using millions of tons of stone, how did human hands do this? When you think about it really, next time you go to an ancient temple, you must look at it. Suppose you were here 1,000 years ago or 1,500 years ago or 2,000 years ago, how would you put this into place without machines? It's simply impossible even to think. But they did these things because they saw human evolution is the most important thing. To hasten human evolution is the most important thing. Today, whether you're driving a luxury car or living in a palace or not is not the important thing. Human evolution is the most important thing. How to hasten that process? Because human evolution has come to a place where it can consciously evolve. That means you can take 1,000,000 years or you can be there tomorrow morning. It's your choice. That to exercise that choice is why we built these structures. But now because everybody is thinking your community versus my community, it's becoming a competition process. This is not a competition with anybody. These are instruments for human well-being. Without this, we will end up living gross. In 1993, when we first came here to this place, for the first time in the wholeness program when some 68 people were with me, for 90 days of time, for the first time, to any other human being I spoke, though I've been pregnant with this for 18 years, for the first time I spoke, we need to build a Dhyanalinga temple. Immediately, the moment you're educated, you're like this, because that's the kind of education I also went through. Why a temple? Why can't we build a school? Why can't we build a hospital? I said, all those things will come later. First, we need to build this because I'm pregnant, I can't be holding it forever. Hello? I have to do this. So, today, if there was a school here instead of a temple or a hospital here, would you be here, I'm asking?
No.
Maybe if you got sick, you would be here, or if you had too many children, you would be standing in a queue for admission. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So this is important. The most important thing in human life is to hasten one's evolution to a greater possibility. This is the purpose with which we created these structures with enormous effort. And every kind, for every kind of human being, for every kind of purpose that human beings come up with, for all that. But today, apart from those who have been ravaged by invasions, leaving that alone, what is here is run by government clerks. This is one thing they must do, because people have been waiting for this, because Hindus are mooka pranis. That means they usually don't speak. Whatever. Because these 1,000 years of invasions have taught them this: if you raise your head may go off, put your head down and walk. So this does not mean we have to fight with somebody, why? We are saying every religion has the same right, every religion has the freedom to do what they want. When this is so, why are the temples being run by governments? Simply because there is money, because there is wealth. Anyway, all the jewelry, gold, diamonds, everything, the English took whatever they could take, shiploads. In many ways, a large part of World War II was funded by gold from Indian temples, to a significant part. But after that, in the independent India, the politicians have stolen everything. Hell with the gold. I'm not interested in the gold and diamonds that were in the temple or still there in the temple, I don't care about that. These are energetic forms. These need to be kept alive for future generations to benefit from this, but time is running out for that. So, what will this do? This will ignite the whole world. If we keep these places powerful, This is not just for Hindus. For every human being on the planet, it will bring benefit. For every living thing on the planet, it'll bring benefit. There is a way to do that. And many nations outside of India are realizing that. But here, for political reasons and greed, we are holding it this way. If there is only one thing I can ask from the new government, this one thing must happen, because this will transform the way we educate ourselves. This will transform the way we look at ourselves and way we look at each other. Tell me, is it nice to look at this young woman like this or like this? I'm asking. There is room for that also somewhere in a certain relationship. But when she simply arrives on the street in front of me, is it better to look at her like this? Hello? For her, for me, for the society, is it better? This is what it means, that we people are making fun, oh, they have 33 million gods, goddesses, what nonsense. You know, snake is a god, cow is a god, bull is a god. Why? Even a leaf is a god. Every bit of creation is god. Even if we can see an atom, if I look at an atom in an electron microscope, the first thing I will do is this. Hello? Because this is important. This civilization is important for the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is unfortunately in a conquest mode. Whatever they see, they want to conquer. Bowing down to everything they see doesn't exist. If this has to come, these temples have to be kept alive, not just as monuments, but as living things. These were created as living instruments to transform human consciousness. This has to come back, because you're giving me only one thing. I'm saying this.
Whoever gets elected, this one thing must happen.